This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. This is really a holiday week, with tomorrow being Independence Day. That got me thinking about a trip I took to Bayfield, Wisconsin. I was thrilled to see all the fantastic lupins blooming. After coming home and doing some research, I learned there's the purple Lupinus perennis, also known as the western lupin, which is a smaller native to Minnesota and Wisconsin. And then there's the other one, Lupinus polyphyllus, or bigleaf lupin, which is classified as invasive in some areas. Darn it! Both handle sun to part shade and do not like rich or clay soils. They prefer dry mesic or sandy-like soils as opposed to loam. I'll have pictures of each kind on my website, gardenbite.com, as well as links to purchase the native variety and polyphyllus too. I would suggest buying the plants rather than starting from seed. From information I've discovered, seed starting might not be worth your troubles. Wild lupin, also known in other parts of the country as sundial lupin, blooms profusely in spikes that make it a popular choice. It's a legume. The seed pod is up to 2 inches long, hairy, shaped like a typical pea pod, and turns black when mature. Each pod contains 2 to several seeds. The plant is essential to the life cycle of the Karner blue butterfly, a federally endangered species native to the Great Lakes region. At Wild State Park, the Minnesota side of the St. Croix River, efforts have been made to increase the lupin population, as Karner blues have been seen just across the river in Wisconsin. Wild lupins are also a host for the frosted elfin butterfly and is attractive to other pollinators and hummingbirds too. Oh, and there's more. Lupin fixes nitrogen in the soil. Check out gardenbite.com and find Garden Bite on Facebook. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.